first point, okay, just as a sequel to last week, we talk about the Leisaseh, okay, because that's what the Ramban is talking about at the beginning of the first Pshatim, whether he's learning Stam Leisaseh of Melocha, that's not a Shavuos, or he says the Shavuos, when I say Leisaseh, he's talking about an Issa, okay? So the question is, maybe you can imagine a bracha on tikkun of the Issa, to matter the Issa, because the Ramban says there's a bracha on the Chalos Heter, that's what Shechit is all about. So maybe there's a bracha on the Chalos Tikkun Alav also. Why not? Okay. So I would only tell you that I can imagine a bracha on the Chalos Tikkun if the Issa and the Tikkun are Hainu Hach. But if the Issa is only an aside that happens in Mela because of the Tikkun, I couldn't imagine a bracha for that. So if the Issa is the fact that Behemoth is not Shochut, and the Shechita comes to Imata that Issa, I understand. But is the Issa in to take out into the chotzer, the shvus, is the fact that there's not an eruv, or the isa is the isa hitzah? I said, I'm not sure that the isa has anything to do. It's mat memela, because it becomes the chotzer mu'uruv, so therefore you're allowed to, but it's not, I just can't, in other words, unless I might even find it difficult in the birchas eruv. Because if you talk about that I'm a vato the Mrs. Erev by the moitzi, okay, beseda. So I make a bracha that I'm not being vato the Issa Erev. But if you're talking about Issa Hitzor, and you're talking about the bracha, it's a little bit strange to me. That's all I'm just trying to tell you. I don't see the Ramban's argument, if you're ready to accept it, carrying over to the Lav and to the Shavuos. So I say to myself, if this argument can't stay by itself, in other words, it doesn't stand by itself, anyway, when you talk about the bracha, you're going to have to juice the mitzvah, okay, or whatever the mitzvah is, whether it's the Easter, whatever he says at the end, whichever way you want to deal with it. So what does he gain by the whole discussion over here? What do we need it for? Why is it negaya to whether it's a mitzvah or not? Because he's not even discussing the issue that maybe it should be separate lava minyan mitzvahs, which we'll talk. Because he's not addressing that. He's talking about mitzvahs asay. So he says, not a separate mitzvah asay, it's a lav. But that's only an answer if it is only a lav. But if it's only a lav, he has to be prepared to say there's a birchas mitzvah. And I just don't get how he pulls that off. That's really the point. Okay? Is that fair? Okay. I just don't understand. Okay, but that's, you know, I don't understand what he wants. But, you know, that's it. Now the first chat. And I'm done. He says that Hitzol Chotshin Mubreves, it's only a lav. And it's not a mitzvah chadosha. Right? Im omu b'mitzvah se'erov lav kloima shehi otza lehoitzi meshut ha'yochidus lechotza meshuta below erov ha'ya oiva olo ova aloisa se melocha midivreya. Okay? Right? Okay, now. So, what does he mean exactly? He's saying you're over on a loisaseh. See, he doesn't say you're over on a loisaseh midivrayim. He says you're over on a loisaseh melocha midivrayim. So he's ready to say that Hoytzah Tochot Sheinu Mureves is a melacha, but it's not a shvus. It's a lechayla. It's not one of the lamed tests. So the question is, what do we have over here?
The shvus has to be.
I don't know, but he has two different tulutzim. So this is not a shvus, and when he talks about the shvus, he says melamed tests melachas over there. So this is a melacha. It's not melamed tests melachas, right? So it's a lav and a shvus, which is mishum lamed tests melachas. Is not only the law, but does it not say of Tishbois or Shabbos and whatever you want, correct? That is the difference between the two Tzurutzim, right? So it means, according to the first shot, Chos Hashanah Mureves is not a Shavuos, and it's Bechlal, Lois HaSeh Meloch with the Rabbonon, but there's no Aseh, it's only Lois HaSeh. So, what does it mean exactly? The person who violates, for example, accepting Rav Kvegel, I told you to the Gvor, the suffering of Rav Kvegel, Shulchan Aruch, that a Meshumet L'chal HaShabbos is a Meshumet L'chal HaTorah Kula, even on a Drabonim maybe, right? So a person who takes out a Chot Sheinu Mureves is a Meshumet L'chal HaTorah Kula? According to this? I understand according to the second side, it would be certainly yes, if you accept the Drabonis. The question is, what is this? Okay? So we don't know. Correct? Now, L'cheira, a priori thinking about this, you would want that the loisas and melacha of lamed tes and melachas is somehow meshed into the aseh of Shabbosim. Okay? Correct? So if that's the case, okay? If that's the case, so you couldn't imagine talking about Shabbosim and Tishbois without any melacha. Correct? The problem is, the Ramban Chumash Al Teira has a long, long discussion about Shabbosan being an Aseh even when there's no Melacha. Correct? We did this Ramban. So, how does this thing square? What does it all mean? Okay. So this, I want, you got the issue? And it's even more interesting, which I'm going to go into and explain it in a second. The Ramban, in Chumash, if you read it closely, makes references to the Psukim at the end of Sefer Ezra. Okay, which is the psukim by Mekcho Memka on Shabbos, and he says not a Yom Menucha, and then it's Shabbosan, right? So Chol is a Deraisa, okay? And he flips it. I'll read it to you just to set up the problem over here. In Shoresh Beis, he makes the exact same presentation to say, you know what was going on there? Ezra Beis Din already goes a shvus, and the shvus of Mekchu Memka, and that's what he's talking about. So lechere, it sounds like what's happening over here? Okay, that is part of the problem, which I'd like to take on in the next few minutes. But that's a reasonable question. Okay, now I first want to show you that it's real. Okay, so you can claim that it's not real. He said like this. Benirli, Shemedish Hazer, Loima, שנצטבינו מן התאירה ליאויס לנו מנוחה ויונטב, אפילו מדבורים שאין המלוכה, לא ישיית לכל היום לעמוד למדוי תפוע, ולשקל הפרס ומתונאיס, ולמלאכוביאיס, לפנס הקלם, גם עבון מבייס לבייס, למוקר למוקר, ואם הוא יסעיר מוקפס חיימו דלוס נולס בלילה, יהיו אימסים על החמורים, ואף יין וטעינים, וכל מסו ומתון יוביל ביונטיף, ויהיה השוק מולה לכל מקח וממקה, ותהיה חנוס פתוחה, וחדבון עם עקיף, השולחונים על שולחונה, והזהובים לפניהם, יהיו הפול למשכימים, למלאכתם, המשכימים עצמם בכל, ודבורים אלו כי יצא בהם, הוטו יום טריבים, או אלו, ואפילו השבת עצמו, שבכל זה, יש אין בהם משום מלאכה. לקח עומר תרא שבוסר, שיהיה יום מנוחה ליום תרח, וזהו פיוש יופי וכו'. Correct? So, aren't these the psukim and what we call Sefer Nechemiah, which is the end of Sefer Ezra? ביום מוהם ראיסי ביהודה דרוכים גיטאיס בשבס מביאים הוערימויס ואוינסים על החמורים ואף יין הנובים וטעין וחומסו ומביאים ירושלים ביום השבס ואין ביום מיכרום סויב ויושו מביאים דוב וחומכה ומויכרים בשבס לבני יהודה וירושלים וריבו אחרי יהודה ואומו לומו להם מה דובו הרע הזה אשר אתם עושים ומחללים את יום השבת וכו'. Okay? This is pretty clear. Okay. I don't know. Okay. So, comes the Ramban. That's what the Ramban does on the Torah. However, when you read his discussion in Shir Sheni, second, just find it. I don't find it here, I'll give it to you there. In Shir Sheni, okay, I guess I'll open it up myself, sorry. I thought it was here. Yes, you may. Shir Sheni. It's on page Pei Dalet over here in Shir Sheni in Tfus Frankel. V'chein Shvus, the Shabbos. He talks, he says, sometimes you find in Tanakh psukim which reflect Gzeiris Rabbonim. The history discussing about what Gzeiris existed. And he says, V'chein Shvus, the Shabbos, b'mei Ezra, b'ez dino tiknu, the second column. U'mehem ki'in shekosu, v'atsurim yoshvu bo, u'mevi'in dog, v'chol mecha, u'moichim b'shabbos, u'mne Yehudu b'sholayim. Ko sh'om b'mei Nechemi, mechakalya, nishnes, mishnezu, hitiru, v'chozu, hitiru, v'chozu, hitiru. Kol ze, chumu v'kabole, shekibu aleim, v'yosu siog latera, mu'vad kamatakon, shetiken Ezra. So the chere, this was after the fact, and he's giving them Musa on the fact they violated the Gzera. Correct? And the Chayr Chumash, he's calling it a Raya, then it's a Daraisa. Correct? Is that an unfair reflection of the words? You know, when I read to you, hello, what I did was I did three things, okay? I read to you the Psukim in the end of Sefer Ezra, which we call Nechemiah, okay? I read to you his Pirush al Chumash, which seems to be a direct allusion to these psukim, and calling it deraisa. And I read to you in Shir Sheni that he calls it a shvus and a reflection of a historical fact that they already were going to shvus at the time of Ezra and before this, before Nehemiah gave them Musa. Okay, is that fair? Okay, so it looks like Eiv Kuri, like Ech Kamucha, of Avoisai, it's Poshit. Okay? There is a very important yesod, and I want to explain to you something, okay? And once you get that, that will open a mafteach, open the lock, okay, to understanding a lot of what the Ramban is doing in Chumash, okay? The Ramban many times will say, Al derech rabbeinu, or Al daita, okay? And then he will talk about things Al derech hapshat, or sometimes say Yitochen, which is another option of a derech hapshat, okay? And the Ramban sees it very clear that one is allowed the license of interpreting Torah Shebiksav lefi derech hapshat, not necessarily according to Chazal. Okay? Frankly, I'm very confused about this, because I'm not sure what actually happens. You see, if there might be two separate things, so you say, we have both, as the Ramban says in Shor HaSheni, that both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh were never pechod, and the two layers of pshat, okay? That's okay. But there's sometimes, I don't want to get into now, I guess when you work through Chumash, there's sometimes that even the derech hapshat might be antithetical to the drash, okay? Then what to do with that, I don't know exactly, okay? Because the Ramban himself will say you can't go against Chazal. So what's the purpose of the pshat and what's going on? I don't know. Okay? And I'll show you that it's meduyik in the Ramban al Torah. What he's trying to do is interpret the psukim al derech hapshat. Okay? And in Sefer Mitzvahs he interpreted psukim lefi derech abiseinu. Okay? The main question is, okay, and I think the crux of the issue might come down to the following. Could you imagine Chilul Shabbos on Mitzvah Chetzecha? V'dabedovo. Because the Ramban Chumash, if you read it carefully, is equating this Yom Tircha to Mitzvah Chetzecha V'dabedovo. And it's also very clear in the Pesukim, in the end of Sefer Ezra, what we call Nehemiah, Atem Mechal Mesa Shabbos. So if you come and you take and you clearly point out, if you want to open the door, if you clearly point out and are ready to accept, okay, that there's no Chilul Shabbos, there's no Chilul Shabbos except for Melocha. So what's your conclusion by looking at the Pesukim at the end of Sefer Ezra? U'machal nesa Shabbos. So it must be everything going on there is Melocha. How could it be Melocha from Lama Tes Melocha? What's going on over here? So Rabban Sher Sheni says, Chabay say no the Pshat. It's a Shavus. However, al derech hapshat, he's ready to accept that this Chilul Shabbos, even without melacha, okay? And once you do that, then you can get everything is open, and you can say what's going on over there. He was giving the musa, because he has 2 points. He says sometimes the purpose in the Nevi'im is to reflect historical gezeiros, but the other times then by mimazing on the rises or telling him Mr. Aloch mi Moshe mi Sinai. So according to his pshat and chumish, they be mimazing on the derisa of Shabbos and Yom
Menuchah.
There's no steer because you can interpret this way and that, whether both are true and how it works. I don't know. I mean, there's no steer necessarily. Same. But you can't, you see, there is a logical steer. Because can you imagine Chilul Shabbos if you learn the Psukim in Nehemiah, Sof Sefer Ezra, are talking about a d'raisa of Yom Menucha and Shabbos, then you can imagine Chilul Shabbos without melacha. And then there's no reason to introduce the Shavuos, and no reason to introduce anything else. This is really what's happening, okay? Okay. I maintain, and that's it, I'm going to go through the whole thing, I'm just telling you the steps. I maintain the Ramban over here is ready to accept there's an option that the Loisas and Melacha, which is not Milamates and Melachas, and is not a Shavuos. Okay. There's no assay from Shabbos. There's no assay for Shabbos. Because the assay Shabbos has to do with Melacha. And that's the way it's going. Okay? You could have flipped it, okay? And you could have said, no, maybe at this point the Ramban, there's no steel in Sherish Beis, looks to me clearly that you have to take a stand. Over here you could have said that a one-time taking out to the Chotzer is not a Yom Shel Tircha, and it might not be a problem of Shabbos, and v'chule, whichever way you like, okay? But, you know, since anyway in Sherish Sheni, I think you boxed into this, because I don't see any way to interpret what he says over there and says that it's a Shavuos. And I think what's forcing him is there can't be Chilul Shabbos without Melacha and really maintain what's going on when he says the Chumash. Okay? Now I want to show you the words that he uses, and I think you could even learn it through the words that this is the Pshat. Okay? Now, he says in Chumash, if you look closely, Vine yidrushu shaboson lishbois legamre afilu midvorim she'enu mi'ovus melochos v'todei seyim avlo nisbarali she'im teima shu asmachta matam shu'um b'loshen azeh kishfus b'loshenim ne'en le'olam al shadevreim. Hamedrash hazeh, okay, and it's not the way it starts off in the beginning of the Ramban, because in the beginning of the Ramban, yia lochem shaboson, shiyia yoim shvisa, listen to the lashon, lo nuach boy, v'yom avuseinu, shaboson aseihu, v'yom avuseinu, shaboson aseihu. Vuhu ho'isa melacha biyontiv oive b'lavasei. It's on melacha. Vashemis boi mekayim asei. And then he adds two important words. V'yaldaitom ha'mordes kulam. This is all the chachmei ha'meseira. Then he has one medrash which goes a different way, and he says, according to that medrash, you could say nearly that this is the Pshuto Shel Mikra and this was going on in the Chemia. But I don't believe the two things are the same at all. That's why he starts off one way and he puts together Melacha with Shabbosan, Al Da'atom, and what that Medrash is doing, okay, and what the Ramban is ready to say in Chumash, Pshat and Shabbosan, is doing something else completely different. And what he does in Sherish Sheni is working with Al Dato. Okay.
His own pshat is only that there's an assay? Is that there's only an assay?
His own pshat, in Derech HaPshat, I would say, in Derech HaPshat, in Chumash,
yeah,
is that there's an assay from Yom Tircha, and he calls him Tzor Chesro. That's what he does at the end. That's what he says. Avo Piyu Shabosan Kainhu. And then he says that it's like maybe later on in the piece, he says that it's like It's like Mitzvah Hefzecha. And it says Machal Nesach Shabbos. I think the point is, the pivotal point over here, what's Chil Shabbos? Can you talk about Chil Shabbos in Teirach? Okay? So I think that's what's going on over here. Okay? So then if that's the case, you can put the Ramban in the camp of the Rashba and the Rizvo, that Tishbois and Shabboson is the only Malocha for Lama Tes Malochas. Okay? So that's the issue. Also.
What did Rabbi say?
Yeah, because he says like this. The Rashba in Yevomis, Vanochon Kmosh Tiritz Rabbi Ben Yoina, they say the Shabbos L'Koy Al Ovis Malochas, the Chamiri. We do me the Chorish V'Kotze, the Ksiv Mokro. And Chdush Yerashbo, Umur Yerab, that's Rabbi Ben Yoina. Tiritz Mechame, Lek Asay. Dimistam Tishbois, Eino Asay, El Ovis Malochas. So if you leave an Ovis Malochas, you can't put it on the Derech HaPshat, that it's not a Yom Menucha. And if you're ready to accept in the first pshat that you have a loisa there without an assay, it means that Shabboson is only, and this loisa says not milamates malachas, it means the assay of Shabboson on Tishbois is only on malachas milamates malachas. So I'll call Yovam Maklim B'Sholem. However, it's not necessarily all Rishonim are like that, because the Tiritz Rishon of the Rashba is ready to say Muhammad is also an Asay, not like Mariri or Rav, Rabbi Yoina.
Where is the
Rashba? Davov and Yevomis, Yom Vavim and Aleph. And the Tesis on Vavim and Aleph, Shekein Hechshe Mitzvah, V'chulei. Okay? Okay, so that I think you know it's not a pshetel. I think it's, you know, it's kov. It could be takemis a pshat. You know, the kasha. See, the kasha looked like it was like echem v'chayim. Maybe l'chayra. This mamish two different approaches. Okay. But the very important issue, you see, this also comes down to the issue. See, once you do that, you can flip back to the first question, okay, that I asked. Okay. I asked, are you meshumed, the violinist Lois Haseh of Melocha, which doesn't have an assay? And if you say that what's going on, if you're ready to accept the thesis of that, then the prime mover in the interpretation in the psukim at the end of Sefer Ezra, at the end of what we call Nehemiah, okay, is the fact of Mechal Mes HaShabbos, okay, and Chil Shabbos is Chil Shabbos. So if you're going to end L'Chaira, this is an assay of Shabboson, there's no doubt about it. It's either the Chazal of the Shmuz, correct? Or it's either the Reis of the Shabbos of the Yom Menucha. Okay? So if you say that a Melacha, that the Shabbos is only because of Melacha, which I assume that's what he's doing in the first shot, and the second shot, no, he's saying it's Lama Tes Melachas. So then, L'Chaira, there's no Chil Shabbos in it. And then it should come out whether it's Chil Shabbos in Eruv or not. Should depend upon it. Should depend upon this. Okay? Okay. That is, that's, I think that's the general synopsis of just what's happening here. Okay? Okay. Now, I think the mamash is pretty clear. It's like, you know, after I'm finished, my mamash didn't say anything. But that's much better, usually. Okay? But it's an amazing thing. Like, you know, the amazing thing, if you look at the Ramban and Chumash, and you look at the Parsha and the Chemia, or Ezra, whatever you want to call it, you know, it looks like he's referring to that. And then you look at Sherish Beis, he said, wow, he's referring to it. So, and he's discussing two different ways. And that's what's happening. Okay, now next. Now, you know, everything is very, very nice. Okay? So, where's the Ramban coming from? Shh. What does he want in the first Pshat? What do you mean, Elois has said, Melocha, which is not Lamed Test Melochas? What does all that mean? You see, before I was focusing on, you know, on the question of what happens to Shabbos and why there's no Asay over there. But do we know what we're talking about when we talk about this Lav? We have no clue, do we? Do we? So I'll tell you something, okay? So if you look at the Bahag in his Minyan HaMitzvos, the Bahag has twice a lav of Melocha in Minyan. Okay? And one time he has it in the, because he goes starts in Einshim, the Einshim Sheish Ben Tzkila, that's Lamed Tes Melochas, okay? And then he has in the Lavim, Sheba Malkus, Eil Lavim Sheba Malkus, Tez Zayin, for Lois Hase Melocha, the Lavmi Ovis Melochas B'Shabbos. Okay? So he has such a thing. So his mom is beautiful, correct? The Bahag had the Lav of Lois Hase Melocha, which is not Melamed Tes Melochas. The Lav doesn't have it, okay? But the Bahag. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about, the next step. But I'm saying, once you found it, it sounds, wow, we got it, correct?
Does the Ramban have it now?
I'll see what the Ramban, I'll tell, come, give me a chance. Ramban sure is your darling. There's a long discussion about this. We'll see, you know, it will all be taken care of. But you see, there were two things you had to deal with over here. See, the reason I want to explain to you, I left this for last, okay, even though it should have been first, because I discovered Shechita. And then I went back and discussed how to all these things. Then I discussed Shmos, correct? And then I went back to the beginning, okay? Because this is just very difficult to understand. Because the first question you have to deal with yourself, why is there no Asay? And to deal with Nehemiah and Ezra and the Ramban Chumash and Sherish Beis, okay? And then once you get out of that quagmire, you have another quagmire. What does it mean? Loisus and Melocha, the Lami Lama Tes Melochas. Okay. So, if you're not in the base measures of the Bahag, it's like a very difficult question. But the base measure of the Bahag has such a lab. Okay. But now, let's look at it further and see if we have the answer or in a quagmire which we can't extricate ourselves from. Okay. It looks promising, but don't get overexcited. Okay. We're okay? Next step is like this. The Ramban in Sherish Yudalad discusses this Bahag. Okay? So once that happens, that's a very important thing, because you want to know what he says. Correct? So I'll read to you the Ramban in Sherish Yudalad. And then we'll have to take inventory again. Okay. Avo kavonis bal alochas mubueres bidvoro shemona machal shabbos machal mechui beiskila. The achakach kosav bechal chay vilav bilvad kloshen azet. So Ramban is the kasher. Lo is the kol malocha to leav me ovois malochas b'shabbos. Okay. So the Ramban is not only the Bahag has it. The Ramban is aware that the Bahag has it, and the Ramban even speaks about it. Okay? Okay? That's good. So at the moment, if we stopped here, wow, we got it. Okay? but we still don't got anything really, because we have no clue what this love is all about and what actually is subsumed under this love. And what does it mean, a melacha which is not lamates melachas? And how do you get that title? Correct? That's a question we should be asking yourself, correct? Okay. You know, see, you can stop over here and you can say, wow, okay, and it sounds very good. But you're fooling yourself until you get to the bottom of it, okay? Now, next step, okay? Let's let the Ramban continue reading. Let him write. Ki lefi shekval mono lav ho'ovois mechal shabbos shebeskila nizu mono lav ache loises a kol melocha she'ena melochas ve'ena mischayev l'skila. This is still good, correct? Ukvar nizu ba'ra'is mzulosim mikol mechuvim misa v'koris shalehichse alavim shebehen k'mo shechichorav. He doesn't count the lav of arayis once he counts with misa. If that lav is only for the skila or whatever it is lav shiknas hoes misa bezin, so it's only there, it's not here. Okay? But here he counts it here also. That's what's the exciting thing in the Mahan. Okay? Until here with mamish skvalbik, okay? Then he says like this. Valav hazeh v'shabes hu lav de mechamer. It's mechamer acha behemto, doing melocha with your behema. Okay. Tichsiv loisase kol melocha atu behemtecho. And it's really an interpretation of the pasuk. Ki ilu, you're reading the pasuk in two ways. Loisase kol melocha atu, and that's chiv v'skila. And there's a separate law of loisase kol melocha atu behemtecho. And that's Macham Acha Behemta. And then he says, V'dosha V'machamen. Acha Behemta. K'mo she'ele perek achol m'shabes. That's the k'mo m'shechshach. Ha'machacha Behemta b'shabes potla miklum. De b'shengelo m'chayet chattas. Duk shekola teru kula. La'avod ezor. Ma'avod ezor. Ad yo v'maisa b'guf. Avoch ad nami ad yo v'maisa guber. B'meiz nami lo l'chayis. Ki yusana m'chal l'shabes. V'dov v'shechayet l'shkikos l'chattos. Chayov mal dono kol skila, v'lav nami lo mechay mishul dav v'lav shik nasoz misses bezden, v'lav shik nasoz misses bezden ain loikin alo. Fin the man diom loikin alo b'chule. But it's a lav. But it is a lav. It's a question to get malchus or not. But it's a lav. Umikol mokayim lav b'tnei atzmehu. Shemonanu milachamer acha habehemo noiseis masui. It means doing any one of lamites melachos, right? Any one of lamites melachos with behema, right? That's what it is. There's a loisase melacha which is skila, and there's a loisase melacha which is atu behemtecho. It doesn't help you. I ask yourself, how can anyone imagine putting hoitzah lachot sheinu revis and calling it a loisas de melacha have anything to do with atu v'hem techa? If you could say there's a broader category, okay, of atu v'hem that loisas de melacha, because the Pasuk doesn't mention behema there. And you're ready to say that it's a broad category. In fact, we will compare our claims. Then one of the Rishonim might have interpreted the Bahag. Then it's even Mitzvah Chesnecha. You know, you can do whatever you want. It's an open field. Okay? So you do that. And you say, oh, that's the Pshat according to the Bahag in Chod Shein Merebis. You know? Gvaldik. But if you're of the opinion in the Bahag that the Pshat in Bahag is Mechama Acha Behemtoi, or Techenesim Behema, any one of the Lamates Melochas doing together with the Behema, I don't know any one, but I'm not sure exactly how it all goes. The Ram clearly says that not every Melocha, the Ram only has it together, using the Behema for Chrisha. It's not really for anything, it's more for sure as you're down it, okay? But once you lock yourself in that position to make a statement that Hoitzot the Chotzer Sheni Mulevis is a loisaseh and not Milamates Melochas, and say that's the Pshat and the Bahag, I just don't get it. You know, something has to go here. Either you have to let loose of your Pshat and Sheresh your Dalet and expand it, or you can't say it's a loisaseh by itself. You can say it's a shvus. You can do whatever you want, but the first pshat in context of Sheresh your Dalet is a little bit difficult to swallow. Okay, so the truth is, I never thought I'd get so far. You know, to be able to interpret the thing chumash and that there's no stir and everything is b'seder, and that's when there's no assay over here. It's mamash kevaldik. And even the Chil Shabbos. That's also Gebaldic. But how he puts this into that lab, I don't get it. So then, he puts himself into a possible position. Because can you call, and this is an important question, can you call the lab, the Leisase Molocha, which he's talking about Be'erev, okay, as an expression of a paradigm of any deraisa? Once it's not lama tes melocha, it doesn't do the law from melocha, right? And it's nothing to do with behem ata behem techo, so l'cheira, it's a law which hangs on its own, which has no paradigm in the deraisa. So once he does that, a priori, instead of protecting the Bahag, has exposed the Bahag to something which the Rambam himself was not choshed the Bahag. Because when the Rambam attacks the Bahag, he talks about Erev and Tilus Yadayim, and he talks about Asay. And then he says, but if once you're ready to accept that Asay the Rabbonim, Megillah, Mikko Megillah, and their Hanukkah, so do the opposite. Hello? Do the opposite. And do it by Lavam also. And coach Shnias Arayis. Okay. So if you're ready to have that question about Shnias Arayis, and the Ram's opinion, there's no paradigm for Shnias Arayis, we'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. Okay. But the question is, so what's happening with Erev? If there's no paradigm, the Ram's question about Shnias Arayis can be right over here. And we have no answer, because the Ramban has locked himself in the position that the deraisa, according to the Bahag, is atu mehem techo. Okay? That's my question for this evening. We'll move on. But I think that, in other words, what I did was, okay, you know what I did was, I asked you a question, which you thought was echmul chaykim, and you answered the kasha no kasha. Okay? Then, I could have quoted, you know, the Bahag in his Sefer Mitzvahs, and there's a separate lab over here, and that's what's going on, and over here left it like that, okay? But what I did was, I have to be honest, is look how the Ramban interprets that, and the Ramban says, there's after Mehem Techa. But once you put that together with the Ramban over here, and share as you download, you come to a point of no return. Because there's no paradigm in the Deraisa for this Losasa Komalocha. And once there's no paradigm, it should have been a separate Issa. A separate Mitzvah, million on Mitzvahs. So what does he gain from the whole thing? He basically, instead of supporting the Bahag, he's really attacking him, really. L'chayr. He's giving the Rambam an ammunition. That is my question. Okay? Can I proceed? Is that fair, the question? Okay. That is my question anyway, okay? If you want, I'll give you the Rambam. Vani Toma, the Ram over here in Cherish Aleph. Even a ma monu mitzase shame the rabbonim kmoshi iskanu, will a monu gam kein mitzlois a shame the rabbonim. O kmoshi onu be mitzase ne chanako, miko megillo, u may a broch the halil, hoil a hem limnois, gam kein bechal mitzlois loisase, esrim shniois. Be esrim mitzlois a kmoi. Ki kmoshe kol el vi ever leisase dreise kach kol shnir shnir leisase drabon כמו שביארנו, ביום השניס, מדברי ספר. So he could have thrown an Eilu here also. He was generous and assumed the Eilu was an Asay, and he only asked about the mitzvah, the bracha. That includes the mitzvah. The Ramban is converting it to Loisa said at the beginning, doesn't deal with what the bracha is about until he makes it an Asay, and doesn't talk about Asay at the beginning, we call it the Loisa said. Correct?
And
there's no paradigm for it after you finish with the Bahag and what he says, that the Lav is referring to Muhammad. That is my point. Okay? I think it's a reasonable point, you know. I probably missed it somewhere, but that's my question. Okay? Say that. I'm going on now. Now the next point, after over the Ramban, discussing what the relationship between Karmelis and this is, and what I'd like you to do is after I finish my discussion to ask you questions, okay? But I'm just talking about this point, is very clear now, okay? I think you know something. See, sometimes you don't understand something. It's very nebulous, you don't know what's going on. Here, the not understanding it is probably, there's a lot of clarity in it. So even though we're missing something, I think we've gained a lot of clarity over here. Okay? Now, let's go on. Now, my Rebbe used to say, and every time he used to open up Sefer Mitzvot with us, Sherish Aleph, that was twice in the apartment that he did it, okay? He used to say the Shtickle Taylor, that I saw L'chot Hashem Murevis is a separate Issa. Okay? It's not like its own Kamalas, because they were only Mata Hatzolos Kisvei HaKadosh in a Chot Hashem Murevis, but not a Chot HaMufurish. It means it has Gimel Mechitzes and a Lechi, and basically it's like Stimus HaMovwi, and basically it has Dalet Mechitzes. And it's a Shiachet, it was a Shiachet Raisa. So there's a problem, like so from one Shiachet to another Shiachet, that's Exeret Rabbonim, and B'moch Matzolos Kisva Kodesh, they won't Mamed in Rivreya. But if it's only Gimel Mechitzes, then it's a Kamalis, then it's a bona fide Melochim of the Rabbonim, and there's no Heter to Kisva Kodesh. Okay? And he used to say, which I don't get what he was talking about, he used to say, oh, Ibizera Boisai, that's the Ram's Tain on the Bahag, because Erev is a separate mitzvah. You see, there's no paradigm. The Isra from Mishriyochet, Mishriyochet doesn't exist with the Raisa. Okay? So I would have told him that if the Bahag, the Ramban, was asking the Bahag from the Isra Sebachni Isra Raiz, it's a valid question. Okay? And he says, why don't you count it? Okay. But he's not asking about Loisases. He's asking about the mitzvahs Erev. Okay. So I don't understand that. Is there a logical connection between the two? If the Isarit saw two, the Chot Hashem Murevis is a separate Isar, and not an Isar like we saw Lakamulis, that tells you something about the mitzvahs Erev? That therefore the mitzvahs Erev is a separate inyan? In other words, he's trying, l'chayr, what he's trying to do, say, I remember the stickle tail is involved in the stickle tail, but m'kayimah, okay? But the question is this help us to save our mitzvahs over here?
That was a small way to answer the Rama's question, to strengthen it.
What was the question? Why did he pick? See, he basically asked the question: Why was Ram Chishid Bahag that he counted Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah? Because he says there's no paradigm with the Reis and Mitzvah Saseh. It's a new mitzvah. So comes the Rambam and says it's also new mitzvah to Rabbonin, which the Bahag doesn't count. Erev, there's no paradigm. Okay.
Whatever
the Issa Ritzah is, that should tell you something about what the mitzvah's Erev is, and whether you should count it when you have mitzvahs. I can tell you that telling us what the Issa is and discussing it in terms of Shnias Arai is Gvaldik. But I don't get what he wanted over here. Okay?
Because it's because the Brach you're saying this.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm asking about. And I'm so. But the Ram, whole discussion at the beginning, he hasn't introduced Lo Yisaseh. He's only introduced Aseh. Correct?
So the Ram's guilty of the same thing as Rambach, putting Lo Yisaseh in the discussion.
Yeah. Guilty, I don't know whatever you want, but that's okay, good, but I can't say anything. I just say I don't understand it. I can't, you know, I'm not trying anyone. I'm just saying I don't understand it. But, you know, the problem is maybe I'm not being fair because I'm basically forcing you to wear my spectacles and maybe I just got it, you know, I have a skewed vision of this. Okay? But that's the point. You got it? Now, next. Now, so that we don't understand, okay? Now, let's take the second point. According to the second shot in the Bahad that the Ramban suggests, it's a shvus. Okay? And it's an amazing thing. We're mate kisve akridesh, okay? To go into the Chotzer Sheinim Ulevis, okay? Is the Ramban prepared to say they were matir to go into Kamalus to say Kisvei HaKadosh? There's no Gemara Mufurish about it, okay? However, there is Mufurish Ramban about it, okay? Okay, you know, you got it, no, okay? You say that? So here's the Ramban, and let me read it to you. Ramban Shabbos, Kuf Yizayin Manal. Umihu yofet kosfo rabbeinu zau, drabona nami, ein matzilin, ele belechi echod, she'ein boy shitov, holy mefulish loy, you're not matzil until mobi mefulish, v'chein nilmoy bidivra benoch nanol zau. So Ramban is ready to embrace that. So it comes out that willy-nilly, according to Ramban, you're going to have to say that I can be matzal into a chotz sheni murevis, but I can't be matzal into a kamalus. And you have to say that it's not as clean as Lederov said it, that this is a shvus and not a shvus, which is very nice, okay? But you have to say that you can distinguish also in shvus, which is a very interesting thing. Then this is, it's a Magid Mishnah, because the Magid Mishnah is ready to say that the same way that no one's going to be matter, Mloch Shein and Tzvich Lagufa, for Katzolos Kisvei HaKadosh, or matter, or Shvusim. Okay? And certain Shvusim were matter, and certain Shvusim were not matter. It's not as clean as we would have wanted it, but that's what Ramban's doing. We don't know what the Bahag's opinion is. Okay. But we do know what the Ramban's opinion is. Maybe because of that, the Ramban, this first pshat, maybe this is goof what's forcing him in the first pshat to say there's a lois hasem melocha without being a shvus, in order to explain this issue of why are you allowed to be matzal kisvei HaKadosh. See, at least we understand what's happening. And it's very nice and it's very clean. This Alois has said, that's not Shabbosan, and it's not a Shvus, and therefore we were matir for kisvei HaKadosh. However, if it's a real Shvus, like Kamalis, we're not matir any Shvus. Okay? That's all very nice. Okay? Okay? So at least we understand.
He holds it to Shvus, which is called Chiluk Shabbos. That's what he really holds.
Yeah, but that's in the Psukim over there, but not talking about Chotzer Sheinim Ulevis. That's not talking about the discussion And he's not talking about there's a yoyim of tircha, where he's doing it the whole day, and that's what he talks about daos of nulois. You read the Ramban Chumash, it's talking about something else, okay? That's why I said, I started off, and I said, you know, you see, you could have extricated discussion over here and not got involved in Shoresh Beis and what was going on in Chumash. That's what I was telling you. And over here, it's not a question of Tircha, and it's nothing to do with anything. All I just told you, once you have anyway in Shoresh Beis, and this, I don't know if you should go out of your way to try to save this Ramban, they should go together with Ramban and Chumash. You could do it if you want, but it's not, you know, you don't have to make yourself crazy to do it, okay? And anyway, in the second shot, it's working with Rabbi Seinu. You can say it's for the Machlikis, whatever way you like, okay? But this, I think, you know, is the broad overview of what's going on. Now, the next thing so the Chira, once the Ramban Chumash was saying what he said, that Shechita is because of, you know, to gain Midas, and you're making the proving from the Bracha, I would assume, you know, if it's only Matan East, I don't know if you prove anything from that, okay? I would assume that his opinion is that it's not an Issa like that. And then, L'cheira, he's coming only to the aid of the Bahag, okay? But he's just trying to say, as he says in Agdomo, that he's not going to be a Chamon Noisikalim. It's something you can logically swallow in the Bahag. And even though he might, because he himself puts Isase in Minyan HaMitzvos. So, for him, it's certainly not a reason to have such a discussion, okay? But he couldn't accept the Bahag in the frame of reference to what he does. But the Ramban might be of the opinion that it's this Chotchen and Rebis is not a Shavuos, and Hatzolah Kisvei Kodesh is what it is, and that Erev is Kilu Akiyum, but we don't count the Rambanas anyway, because Ramban doesn't count Rambanas in the Mitzvahs. But to accept the Bahag who does it to say it's not a Talmud Va'alocha, he has this whole discussion. That's what I would suggest to you. I'm not. It doesn't seem to be clear to me that the Ramban holds this is Amita Shel Torah. Okay, Derech Agav. Okay, his discussion about Bracha and Shoresh Beis Rafosh's Truma and proving it's a mitzvah because of that has nothing to do with our discussion over here. Because the Ramban is discussing proving that it's a mitzvah because of the bracha, he says because you only make a bracha if it's gemar asiyah. And he says, if you're going, you can have two options, I assume what he means, that hafrosha is one kiyum with nesina, then you wouldn't have made a bracha for hafrosha. It's not the gemar asiyah also. But once you make a bracha, for Aflosha, it means it's two separate kiyum. B'chal has nothing to do with the issue of Shechita, and it's a Brocha Namatir over here. The Brocha is a separate issue. I don't know, it's a Brocha Namatir on a Lav, and that's what we're talking about, okay? The Brocha is on the kiyum. And he says that it's a separate, the Aflosha itself is a separate mitzvah. That's what he's proving from the Brocha in Shoresh Beis. And again, over there, also, he himself, a minyan mitzvahs, doing anything, does not count it as two mitzvahs, even though he proves it in Shoresh Beis that you should have to say such a thing. Okay? That's not really my issue now. But I'm telling you, the bracha itself, according to the Bahag, the Ramban becomes interesting because he introduces a whole new type of bracha over here. Okay? A bracha on a matir, because in the mitzvah, the bichas mitzvah on the matir, but we really don't know if the Ramban holds of such a thing. Birchas Edison, clearly, in Ksuvus, he doesn't have it. The Broch on Truma, the two cases which the Taz quotes, and he calls the Birchas Shavach, don't exist according to Ramban. And Shechit himself doesn't exist according to Ramban. So are you prepared to say that Erev is the Brocha on an Issa? I say Ki'ilu with Rabbonon, when you have no paradigm of a Birchas HaMitzvah B'chal on such a thing? And that's what we're machadish over here? Are you prepared to do such a thing? You should say absolutely not. We don't know. The Ramban hasn't expressed an opinion on this. But I would mitzad that the Ramban is only saying this to help the Bahag. So I'm not sure that someone come at Lalocha, ooh, there's a bracha aramati according to the Ramban. I'm not sure the Ramban himself holds it. He suggests it according to the Bahag. And it's very difficult to have it according to the Bahag in context of Kisu and Shechita in this whole paradigm we discussed on Banachul. Okay? That's all.